Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about the books we'd like to recommend.
And Sabrina is joining us, first time as a guest. I know she helped me host a few weeks back. And she is bringing something that is a dramatic change of pace, a historical fiction that's set in what time period?
It's set during the Civil War.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's 1864-ish, 1865 a little bit. And it's called With This Pledge by Tamara Alexander. She's my favorite author, so I naturally had to go for her first book out for 2019, so I was pretty excited. But it's a really cool book because it talks about the Battle of Franklin, which happened right outside of this plantation home. So it's set in the viewpoint of the governess of the plantation home, and she has these two little kiddos that she takes care of and teaches, and then all of a sudden the troops from the north and the south all show up in their backyard and have Battle of Franklin, and then their house becomes the hospital.
I was wondering if that's where that was going.
Yeah, that's what happens. And so it's this insane dramatic twist from being, you know, just a sweet historical fiction to holy cow, like they're amputating arms and legs, and like,
wow.
It's very graphic. It kind of caught me off guard a little bit because it's different than anything else I've really read by her. She really took it to the next level on this. So I was really excited about that.
Now, did the character have a role in the hospital, or was she kind of like in the background?
So
for
she
that?
Did because it was really interesting. So the troops just came in, started carrying their wounded in, and the surgeons were like, okay, make way, like,
which
we're going to triage upstairs, downstairs, like, put them in rooms.
Oh, gosh.
And then they needed someone to do, like, the chloroform, like, to help them not feel the pain of amputation.
Which was basically borderline butchery back then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's what she did. And so she helped the doctor. She was his right-hand, like, medical assistant through all of the night and into the next day. Ooh. And it was insane because as soldiers would pass away, they would just move them outside and move, like, they just continued triaging.
Yeah.
And it was just insane how long the doctor was on his feet and how long they were there for. And what's really cool is it is a historical fiction, but she uses so much research to back up everything. And so she actually used letters from this governess and to write the actual novel, which is really cool.
That is really interesting because you know that she actually exists and these things actually happen.
Exactly, yes. So that's really cool.
One question I have. So they're fighting right outside of the house. Is the hospital for both sides, or does one particular group take advantage of it first?
So the Battle of Franklin was a huge loss for the Confederate Army.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost nearly 10,000 men in this 1 5-hour battle.
Wow.
So the North had nearly, I think, around 1,400 wounded. And so they went further north, and then there was nowhere for the army to go because there was so many wounded that they just stayed on the battlefield. And because the house was so close to the battlefield,
that's when they started.
Yeah, so it was
okay.
The Confederates who took over the house. But it's not for long before the North comes and it's like, we're taking all these men prisoners. And they're like, but they're on their deathbed. What are you doing? And they're like, nope, we're doing it anyway. And so it was really interesting just seeing how that played out. As she goes to nurse all of these men who have had amputated arms and legs and everything else, and just the starkness of it, like, because it was so, like, real, like, they had to pull all the carpet because it, like, there was just bloody carpet in
the whole house.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, and then the floorboards were stained, and I did some research on it myself, and they recently revitalized the house, and the floorboards are still stained with blood. Like, you can still see the stains because they couldn't get them out.
Boy.
Wow.
I believe it. I mean, if it was that
many
wounded.
Yeah, that level of...
Yeah.
So you've said this is a departure from what she usually tends to write. Does she have a favored time period that she...
No, she doesn't. Well, she everything she does is historical fiction.
Okay.
So Tamara Alexander has wrote several series. One was like a Colorado Mountain series, which I love. That's the first one I ever read. And then the next one was like a Belmont Mansion series, which is also set in Tennessee, same as With This Pledge. And then she has another one that I can't think of the name of right now. But they're all set in Tennessee around these really important historical, like, events that happened, mm-hmm. whether it was something to do with the Civil War or just, like, Industrial Revolution and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really cool because she always does so much research that there's so much truth, and at the end she's like, here's where I added fiction. Everything else is real. So I like
mm-hmm.
that. But no, she hasn't gotten this graphic before.
Okay.
I mean, it kind of caught me off guard. I was like, oh, we're going to sit in this place for a while. Like, the next 75 pages. Okay.
We're going to be imitating.
Yeah, we're going to be here for a bit. Okay. And then just, like, the process of healing is really...
It's a little gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little hard. And
especially if they're getting infections
and
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not a lot of them make it because
yeah.
of
yeah.
that. And it's the 1800s. We don't have all the same
Much.
Medical advances that we have now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it gets...
Your bite on the stick.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I poured some whiskey in it. It should be fine.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really good combination of, like, a little bit of romance, I like think, and then also, like, some action, some
yeah.
history.
Yeah, there is a little romance in there, but I like that it wasn't, in my opinion, I didn't think it was the forefront of the novel.
Yeah, because
yeah.
it would be weird if she was in a hospital with people dying, and she was just like, but I'm in love.
And, yeah.
he might die soon, so let's know.
So we really have to rush this.
Yeah, it was interesting because she had two love interests, but one was a childhood one, and then one she found later. So
mm-hmm.
it was interesting.
Is there anything that really stood out to you in this novel, other than it being based on real letters? That's very interesting.
I guess what stood out to me was the fact that when the Confederate soldiers came in and they were like, we're turning your house into a hospital, like, the homeowners were like, okay, what do you need from us? And they were just so like, let's do what you need and give whatever resources you need,
mm-hmm.
food, water, linens. They tore up, like, the woman of the houses, they tore all of her dresses for medical supplies and everything
mm-hmm.
like that. And I was really blown away by that. Because obviously that really did happen, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, if someone came into my house and was like, we've got to take over, and like, we need all of your supplies, like, I'm just like, what? Okay.
Why are you here?
But, yeah, and they were just so quick to be like, okay, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so, it kind of goes to show how desperate those times were. It was towards the end of the Civil
yeah.
War, so everyone was just ready for the war to be over.
Now, you said it was on a plantation. Did the author address at all what happened to the slaves?
They had already freed their slaves, and
okay.
so they had a couple of workers that they paid, but they weren't, I guess you would say they weren't like the typical slaves. Like, they had been with the family for so long that they didn't choose to leave when the time came. And so they stayed on, they got paid, that sort of thing. But that is the key battle between the governess. She supports the North and she lives in the South.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like and how does that work? So the love interest is a strong-willed Southern man who has those Southern views. They have to make that battle themselves on
yeah.
what they're going to
mm-hmm.
do.
So
I think you were going to ask the same question as me, so go ahead.
So what kind of reader would you recommend this
yep.
for?
Spot on.
I would recommend it for anyone who's into historical fiction, but also to anyone who's interested in... I know historical fiction isn't for everyone, especially if it has an inspirational...
Tinge.
Yeah,
like.
Tinge to it. But this one wasn't overwhelming.
Yeah.
I've read some historical fiction where I'm like, okay, like, they took some liberty, you know, but this one I felt like was so, like, centered in the facts that it was... I just learned so much afterwards
mm-hmm.
that I felt like, oh, wow. Like, I think anyone who had an interest in history or was interested in just, like, trying something out of their typical genre
mm-hmm.
could maybe find this interesting.
Anyone who wants to read a book that makes them then Google things after, like...
Yeah, which I
did.
Did
this really happen?
Yeah,
here, I learned this new thing today.
Yes,
exactly.
So unless there's anything else that you'd like to add about the book, we can go ahead and get into our game show portion.
I'm ready. Let's go.
You guys, some triage music?
Okay. We'll be in the hospital waiting room.
Okay, so instead of casting the characters, you were talking before about, like, the type of movie that would be made out of this. So what kind of movie instead of specific characters?
Yeah, because when I was thinking of casting, I obviously, like, it's not an Anne Hathaway level movie, in my opinion. Something like with a lead actress who's been in several movies, but maybe an up-and-coming actress. Maybe something on Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
One of those historical fictions, but also make you feel good, you know, like it has a good ending,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the end of it. I see it as being more of something that you would watch on like a Saturday afternoon, not something you would go to the movies to see.
Yeah, like something like homey, something.
Yeah, something you have on while you're.
Yeah, interesting but comfortable.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Did the book have an anti-hero?
An anti-hero.
Or did it have some sort of villain or something?
So, I mean, there was a couple of guys who were injured, who were at the house, who were trying their best to get back to the troops, even though they were, get back to the Confederate troops, I should specify. But because they were technically prisoners of the North at that time, and the house had been deemed, and now it was the North territory and everything, if the North soldiers came back and there were not the same number of soldiers there or the same names there, then they were all going to be killed for escaping and that sort of thing. And so there was a couple of them that were trying to do that. And so there was that given push.
Like,
of
they
like,
were trying to escape.
They were trying
and
to.
And people were like, no, because we'll.
Because we'll all die if you, yeah. if you take off, you know. And so there was that sort of thing as far as, like, an anti-hero. But there was also, like, just the struggle with the governess herself, Lizzie. She had her own battles that were causing some trouble for her.
Okay. What does the cover of the book look like?
So the cover of the book is this girl, like, staring off into the distance, but she just looks exhausted. And, like, at first I was like, is this girl, like, been running?
Is
like,
she okay?
Like, yeah, that's, you know, like, her hair's in her face. She kind of looks, like, ruffled, like, her clothes are kind of ruffled. You see, like, a beautiful house in the background, but she just looks tired. And so at first I was like, with this pledge, like, what did this girl pledge? Like, oh my gosh. Like,
it's hazing.
Like, I looked at it.
1800 style.
Exactly. I looked at it and I was like, dear goodness, what happened here? So yeah, the cover was definitely a little misleading. So I was like, what are we pledging right now? But later it ends up being what she pledges to the soldiers. The promises she makes as they're on their deathbeds, you know. I'll write your mom, I'll tell them this, I'll send this to your family, those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any animals in the book? I feel like I ask this every time.
You gotta know.
There were horses, because it was like a battle, and the armies had horses, but none that I can think of, like, otherwise.
Like, the horses weren't characters,
they
were just vehicles.
Yeah, just vehicles, yeah.
Question that will either have no answer or be, like, way too much to try to explain. Is there anything specific about the house that, like, stood out to you in the book? I know it's in a plantation home, which are very large and beautiful. And if it was on the front of the book, then it probably played a big role. They were in it a long time.
Yeah. I think something that I thought was really cool about the plantation home was when they did their... which this is also a mixture of the prequel novel that came before this book. But they do their annual, like, pig slaughter and stuff like that. Because it was a working farm as well. That sort of thing. It was such a family affair that everyone had their own thing to do within the house. Like, in the smokehouse, in the kitchen, in here. And so I thought it was so cool how, like, there are so many rooms because it's a huge house. But, like, how they were all used.
Yeah.
They were all used for so many different things. So that's the only thing that really stood out.
So this is going to be super out of left field, so it's okay if you take a second.
Okay.
I think one of the things you were saying that you liked about this author was that she would take a place and really explore the story behind it. Can you think of a place that you wish would have its story explored?
That's a really, really cool question.
I like it specifically for you because you do tourism and stuff, and you're all about, like, visiting the stories behind places.
Gosh, that's really cool. Okay, this is going to be a stretch, but in this area, we had, like, in Baytown, we had Jean Lafitte. Are you guys familiar with them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pirate, treasure hunter, whatever, who took over, like, French ships, Spanish ships, and would bring their, like, loot and things into the tributaries that run into Galveston Bay. Well, apparently there's, like, a homestead of Jean Lafitte's on the old river out where I grew up.
Oh, wow.
And so my next door neighbor, Mr. Boyce, he would take his metal detector and go out there and, like, really, like, do all kinds of unearthing. And he found so much. I mean, just tubs and tubs and tubs of all these awesome artifacts. And I always wondered if, like, if someone could just dive in deeper into the background and the history of that like, supposed homestead that was there, of where he would come and that's where he would stay when they weren't out on the ships and stuff like that. And I just always wondered what that would look like.
That
and
could make a good pirate historical fiction. That is not a common, like, historical fiction.
But you know everybody would be into it.
Yeah, they'd be like, yes, pirates, tell me more.
Tell me more. Yeah, it was always so, it was that mystery that I always wondered about growing up. And, like, my dad worked on the water, so we always had these, like, conversations about, oh, I wonder if he, like, came through here or if he went through there, like, where he went. And so I just wish there was more history that could be.
Yeah, especially knowing someone who, like, unearthed a bunch of stuff that he had once. You're like, there's plenty here, guys. Someone just needs to look.
And I just, if there was a letter somewhere or something that just, it would be really, really cool.
That would be very.
That is an amazing idea. So if any authors are listening.
All right. I think that's everything that we had for you.
Sweet. Okay.
Thank you for bringing us something that is a very different change of pace from what we've been doing. It's always refreshing to get, you know,
something
a new genre or something like that. So
thanks for having me.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.